You know, I've got a great photograph that I have to get up on Facebook and on the Jack and Sandy page and on KFGO's page at Facebook and on our page, along with this interview, which will be podcast. It's a photograph of Randy Henenberg looking about as proud as he can be, standing inside his brand new ice castle, which he won last night at the Hub, part of our Midwest communications effort to to please the guy from Appleton. Randy Henenberg, welcome to KFGO.
Thank you.
Very good to have you here. Where are you? Where are you right now?
I'm working for the city of Appleton.
What do you do?
Street maintenance.
Okay. Are you a farmer at all?
Yes, I farm a little bit too.
Okay. And how did you end up registering for the ice castle?
Oh, me and three of my friends, we went up to Big Iron. We signed up there.
Okay, cool. All right. Congratulations. And when were you notified that you were one of the 500 finalists?
I think a couple weeks ago I got a letter in the mail.
Mm-hmm. And you made your plans. And how far away from Fargo is Appleton?
A little over 2 hours to the southeast.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you guys, are you able to pick up KFGO in Appleton?
Yeah, listen to it quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of Sandy Buttweiler? Did she something?
We met you guys at Big Iron. We came in and sat down on your couch and visited with you a little bit.
Oh, sure. You know, we had a couple of finalists, but we had a DAV meeting last night. Otherwise, I would have been there with you, Randy. Okay. I think I remember sitting down on the couch talking to you.
Was she eating?
Nope.
Was
I eating?
Okay.
Well, I have been since.
Well, Randy, describe that that ice castle that you won in your words. When you tell somebody what you won, tell them what it is.
It's a really nice 14 by 6 foot wide fish hall. I mean, it's beautiful. It's going to be enjoyable.
And
it's yellow.
It's a six-holer,
yep.
Which back in the olden days meant something else, but you can fish from six holes. Well, there used to be big outhouses that had multiple holes, Sandy. She's just, you should see her. And it's got a stove, it's got a heater, it's got a place to put your big screen TVs.
Yeah, it's set up nice.
So what, do you have it yet?
No, I got to come back and do the paperwork. I don't know when I'm going to get up the next week, hopefully.
Yeah, it's still in the parking lot.
Listen, we've got plans for that space, Randy. Now, let's see. What is your initial plans for it?
I'm going to keep it and not use it because I got another fish house and I got three kids and three grandkids, so yeah, we'll use it.
Oh, man, that's so cool. So you're going to use it for... for fishing, you could do anything with it. You could take it tailgating with all that bison info on it.
That's what the two guys with me last night said.
Are you a bison fan?
I listen to them and that on KFGO.
Sure. Well, that was a good way of saying no.
No, I do listen occasionally, yes.
Will you paint over that or will you keep it?
You know,
keep it the way it is.
You know, one thing I worried about, I noticed it, is that if they win another championship, you might have to add another line, you know, back to back to back or something.
Yeah, that was talked about last night.
Well, we worry about everything way ahead of anybody.
Are you ever going to invite us? Because I know how to do this ice fishing thing.
Okay.
I do.
What lake do you ice fish on there in the Appleton, Minnesota area?
Lacaparo, Big Stone, Lake Oliver.
Oh,
we go up the alley maybe or something. My brother lives up there. So maybe do a little ice fishing up there too.
Well, I tell you what, this is one of the inaugural major giveaways that we've had here with our... new leadership here at KFGO and Midwest Broadcasting, and it was a real pleasure to meet you, and I don't know if I shook your hand last night, but I know I sat beside you on the couch at Big Iron, and I was so thrilled to see all those Big Iron entries showing up there.
Yeah, it was a good time. It's enjoyable winning it. Really a shock.
That that Hub's a pretty good place to pick up your prize, too, isn't it?
Yeah, that was the first time we were there. We were really impressed with the place.
Thanks a million, Randy, for joining us. Randy Henenberg in Appleton, Minnesota, employee and winner of the Ice Castle last night at the Hub. This conversation will be podcast, and you'll be able to listen to it on KFGO.com, Randy.
Hey, thank you very much, and I appreciate the prize.